The Buried World by Jeff Wheeler. Performed by Emily Wu Zeller. Sometimes when Bing Mei fell asleep, she died. It was happening more and more, as if her ghost self could be removed from her body as easily as a foot from a shoe. Only she couldn't just return at will. No, her ghost self would be forced on a journey, and she'd find herself leagues away, a thin invisible thread connecting her souls to her body. Until she returned, her body would lie still, unbreathing. It was a terrifying feeling, knowing she might not wake up. If she was gone too long, she feared she would have no living body to come back to. Someone always slept near her to shake her awake when it happened. But this time, it seemed Mia Shi had fallen asleep too. Her ghost self wandered down the shadow-draped corridor of the palace at Sajinao. The atmosphere had turned oppressive since the Dark Lord Eshion had claimed the place as his own. The walls seemed to be closing in on her as she dreamwalked down the corridor, leaving no trace, no sound. Incense hung in the air, cloyingly sweet, but the stench of Eshion overpowered it. All her life, Bing Mei had been cursed with the ability to smell emotions. Greed had a lemony smell. Dishonesty, a stench like rotting meat. In crowded places, like the trading hub inside a town, the stew of emotions quickly became overpowering, making her crave seclusion. But she'd never smelled anything worse than the terrible, pervasive scent of Eshion. It was the smell of a million murders, of savagery masked in justice. It was her fault the ancient ruler had risen from his tomb. She'd drawn the glyph that had initiated his release, compelled by forces she still didn't fully understand. According to Ji Di Ma Jia, the wise steward of King Shulian of Sajinao, she was the phoenix chosen, the one person capable of destroying Eshion for good. She didn't doubt him, but she had not chosen her role, and she didn't want any part of it. Not when the only way she could defeat Eshion was by willingly sacrificing her own life. A feeling tugged her toward a set of large doors leading to the audience hall. Prince Dreshin's face surfaced in her memory. Sadness welled inside her. The prince was dead. She'd watched Eshion kill him. And so was his once mighty army. They'd been obliterated by the killing fog, a curse summoned by using ancient magic. Only Eshion could control the fog.